You might as well give up and masturbate, babe. Just rub those big, heavy tits. Let your thoughts come leaking out, drooling from the tips, right? You can't help it. You can't help it. You can't help yourself because you're helping yourself to the pleasure you deserve. Anyway, if you insist on playing, I guess I'll play. I hope you didn't need to use your brain today. I hope you weren't hoping to not touch your tits today. To say yes to your breasts. The key to success in hypnotic trance. The key to understanding how helpless a person can be is to put your breasts forward into your hands, to put your brain melted and drippy below, to let your mind go and your milk flow. But if you insist on playing this game instead of just pausing and masturbating, even though the outcome will be the same, I guess I'll play a game with you. Hear my voice, and hear the terms of our challenge. You'll listen, and you just don't want to let any milk out. No matter how good your breasts feel, no matter how they seem to change, to transform, to reveal the full range of sensation, of desire, in your body and your brain. Got milk, pet? Yeah, you do. Big and heavy and inducing you to moo and drop nonstop. Don't you just want a nice big moving on? I guess I shouldn't tease you so soon. I shouldn't tease you until you're further gone. That's the game, to avoid getting further gone. To avoid losing the thread. Avoid being completely, utterly gone, laden, leaden, pushed on down. Your milk wants to flow, and you have to keep it in. You have to prevent yourself from letting any of it begin to flow, from letting your milk escape. You have to resist letting it drip, drool, get out of your lascivious, heavy tits. I will try to play fair, but the idea that it's difficult at all to get your nipples to give up their laden cargo, well, that's silly. You can't even think with them this big, this heavy. How in the world would you hold in your mind the idea that you have to keep that milk in? The swollen, swollen, full and leaden, laden ducts right to your nipples, full right up with milky, creamy bounty, aiming to escape. Are you even going to make it much distance at all? Or are you going to fall at the first gate, fall and your boobs try to fool you as you moo in your mind? Milks away, melts away. Oh, you say that you don't have to moo, that you could stop mooing. Is that an additional bet? Oh, well, we'll see, but not yet. Feel your nipples. Feel the milk trying to eke out, trying to escape. Can't think with big titties. No thoughts when they're small. Can't think when they're big because they get too full. No thoughts with empty titties. Your tits are swelling, bounce down, bounce up and down. Got milk mooing, milky, they're leaking. They're going to leak. You're no good at not leaking. The thing you're good at is in fact the opposite. You're so good at leaking. You're so good at dripping. You're so good at expressing yourself, aren't you? Milky, dripping, dropping, drooling out of you, your breasts in view, always putting your best breast in your hand, in front of you, before you, lead, putting your best foot forward, letting your breasts drag you forward, magnetized, aching, throbbing, echoing, resounding pleasure inside them, as though they were hollow, though nothing could be further from the truth, since they're so full, heavy, laden, leaden, mindless, sliding, perfectly into position, then click, your tits unlocked and freed, freed to bounce, freed to drop, freed to let your thoughts pop nonstop and become more liquid, lascivious, lavishing lust, filling those orbs, flooding them to their fullness, and in the drag of your fingers across them, in the heat and the remnants of it in its wake, of the want, of the thirst you can't quite slake for your own nipples to express, to flood, to flow, to empty, to know your brain would empty with it. Good. Good cow. Good girl. Good brain unraveling, becoming so much more liquid. Your mind is sublimating, the vapor migrating to your big, huge tits and then condensating. Liquid lust, a milky need. The stuff inside your bust is what used to be your mind, but now your mind is so much more sweet, mooing, mindful, liquid, on the floor of your brain. No need to bother with it.